Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Talk, the Inside Empowerment Radio Show Live. I am your host, Sherita Berry. I want to welcome everyone on this morning. Hey, guess what? It's 2023. Yes, it is. And we're on the last stretch of February of 2023. Wow. It seemed like January 1st came and it went. February 1st came and it went. We're moving into March 2023 next week. Hey, guess what? You can find Women Talk, the Inside Empowerment Radio Show, on all your podcast platforms such as Amazon Music, Spotify, Spreaker, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all your podcast platforms. Don't forget, you can subscribe, like, and share to our YouTube page as well. So head over to YouTube and type in Women Talk, the Inside Empowerment Radio Show, and subscribe to our YouTube page as well. And don't forget, we're right here on BTR Blog Talk Radio as well. Don't forget to follow us right here and keep it locked right here as we're bringing you new content for the year 2023. We have amazing interviews that are coming up this year and some awesome, awesome talk shows and some awesome, awesome laughs. And don't forget, we're all about empowerment. We're all about motivation. We're all about inspiring every last one of you all that's listening on today. So we have some treats for you on today. But first, let's go to the song and let it meditate and let it penetrate your brain cells and mesmerize you as you get to wind down and relax for tonight. afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to today's podcast. Just want to encourage someone on this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I do know there are people that are listening and tuning in from other parts of the world. I'm on the East Coast, so it's the afternoon. I know those that are in the West Coast are still in the morning. Those in other countries, continents, and regions and nations is going on in the evening time for you all. And I want to encourage someone on today to let you know you have come a mighty long way, but yet you're still traveling. You come a mighty long way. Take a look at yourself. You're not the same person that you were 3 weeks ago. You're not the same person that you were a month ago. You're not even the same person that you were last year. You're not even the same person that you were yesterday, for you have come a long way. Some of you have been scarred. Some of y'all have been torn. Some of y'all have been disgusted and busted. Some of y'all been stressed out, overwhelmed. And some of you have been fearful. But look at you now. You're no longer scarred. You're no longer torn. You're no longer walking and living in fear. Why? Because there's a man named Jesus Christ. And he cleaned you up. He fixed you up. He mended you, your brokenness. He took all the sadness away and turned it into joy and happiness. He took all that dark feeling that you were feeling on the inside and gave you joy. Because it said the joy of the Lord is your strength. And weeping may come, make the man endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You'll come a long way. See, Job went through some things. His ladder was greater than his beginning. Where you started is not where you're finished. You will finish. Yes, you come a long, long way. You were out there doing what you wanted to do, and your mind was just all over the place. You come a long way. You have matured in some areas that you need to mature in. You have developed some things over the course of the year that you need to develop personally about yourself. You come a long way. You're no longer the person that used to bash people with bad talk. Look at you now. You talk positive. You uplift people. You're not that person no more. You come a long way. Remember how you was when you used to be in high school and everybody wanted to beat you up, or everybody wants to be your friend because you were popular, because you had that. Now look at you now. You come a long way. You know, Chris Brown has this song, and it say, look at me now, look at me now, look at you now, look at you now. You're no longer the bored person, the bored, the gloomy. You know, Eroy there's Eroy and Winnie the Pooh and all of them. Eroy is a depressed donkey. All he do is mope around all day long, and he do the woe is me, I'm always depressed. Look at you. Used to be Eroy. Used to be depressed. Used to always be down, stressed out, overwhelmed. But look at you now. You spread joy everywhere you go. You have a smile on your face. Now you are positive, and you to the next step. Look at you now. You come a long way, but yet you still traveling. You may be saying, why you say, yeah, I'm still traveling? Because we all on this journey. That's right. My journey is different from your journey. Your journey is different from my journey. We all have separate journeys that we're on. We all on separate roads, and we're traveling. Yep, we're traveling to a destination that we do not know, but we're striving to get there. You come a long way. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You are the light that outshines the darkness. Where once upon a time, you were the darkness that steps into the room, that makes the room gloomy. And every time people come into the room, they always say, why is it so dark in here? Because it was you. And now look at you. Now you are the light. You are the light that outshines the darkness. Every time a person comes in a room, the room is lit up because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and because you've got the glory of God that is in you, and because you are the light that outshines darkness. You come a long way. You know, people celebrate birthdays, and people celebrate the birth of children, and it's good. People celebrate anniversaries, and people celebrate a lot of things. but I have yet to see somebody celebrate where they came out of. I've yet to see some woman celebrate, you know, being free from a broken relationship, being free from domestic violence. I've yet to see a man celebrate his, you know, give himself a party, you know, being free from drinking alcohol, doing drugs. But yet we celebrate other things, but not the little things that really matter. But if you take a look at yourself, look, you used to be on drugs, you used to drink alcohol, you used to do dope, you used to sniff cocaine, you used to pop pills, you used to do LSD, you used to do mushrooms and psychedelics and all that stuff. But look at you now. You took, you cleaned yourself up and you did it. You did it. You did it. You didn't do it for nobody else. You did it for you because you wanted to see change. You wanted to do better. You had a family and you wanted your children and your family to look up to you. You come a long way. And you know something? I applaud you. I applaud you if nobody didn't applaud you because you come a long way. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You come a mighty, 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 mighty long way. And if nobody never told you, let me tell you something. If nobody never, ever, ever told you, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your future. And guess what? God is excited too. Why? Because he the one who wrote your future. He said, he know the thoughts of Jeremiah 29:11. He said he know the thoughts and plans that he has towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you expected in. Come on now. See, the enemy, Satan, Beelzebub, trickster, slickster that I call him, he had a plan for you to destroy you, to discredit you, to bring you down, to tear you down, to throw you underneath the bus and throw a refrigerator on top of the bus so you won't get up. But God said he has a plan for your life, and it's good. You come a long way. Because, see, you're not even a person that you was 2 minutes ago. Every day we change. Every minute, every second, every hour, there's something about us that changes. Our attitude changes, our mood changes, the way we sit changes, the way we walk changes, the way we talk changes. Everything about us, down to the way we wear our hair, the way we wear our clothes, everything changes from day to day. But not just from day to day, from hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second. You come a long way. And you need to stand in the mirror one day and tell yourself, speak life to yourself. That's what Toby Mac said. He said, speak life. Come on now, speak life to yourself. And tell you, yes, that's you. Tell yourself that you come a long way. Yes, you have, my sister. Yes, you have, my brother. You have come a long way. And you know something? Yet you're still traveling on your journey. You got much, 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 much travel to do. And don't forget, you come a long way. That's right. You come a long way. And I'm so happy for you. I'm excited for you. I can give you a high five. High five. That's right. Let me give you a hug, a bear hug. Send a virtual hug your way to let you know I'm excited for you. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work because you got so much potential. And don't forget, I love you and God loves you too.
That's awesome. And you know something? You have come a long, long way. Give yourself a high five. Clap, rejoice, smile, because you have come a long way. Celebrate yourself on today. We know Throwback Thursday coming up. Come on, give yourself a throwback party. Get some confetti. That's right, and throw the confetti up in the air and celebrate you because you have come a long way. Well, once again, I thank you all for tuning into today's podcast. Know that we're here for you. Don't forget, you can email all correspondents, guest requests to SharitaBerry@Outlook.com. That's SharitaBerry@Outlook.com. And once again, you have come a long way. And I'm so, you just don't believe, I am so excited for who? For your future. Have an awesome morning.